Hi friends, today I'm going to introduce you with my dear friend Vikram Anand, and I met him in a business meetings, and he's a health and nutrition coach and actually very active in his field and adding lots of value in people's life and doing lots of corporate events and group programs. So here it's pleasure inviting him in this podcast, and definitely he will help you from his insights to you as well. So Vikram, hi Vikram.
Hi Anjali, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, awesome, healthy and fit.
And thank you very much for giving you this time, and I'm sure this your valuable insight help lots of people. So I'm asking, before going ahead, let me tell you about more how you have started this journey.
Yeah. In fact, everything, the journey starts with a need. Okay. And my journey started when a couple of years back I had a realization when I looked into the mirror and I saw myself on the overweight side. There was lack of energy, and I did my test, the routine test, and I found my triglycerides level high. And I was overall not very happy with the way life was going. Stress was very high. Then I realized that, I need to do something. In fact, something. I was being health conscious till the time I was there, like eating and a little bit of exercising here and there. But that was not was giving me the kind of a results which I wanted to, expect myself. And I always believed that one needs to become the best version of himself or herself.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I want your insights so that it can help my audience as well and lots of people. So what are the important components of healthy lifestyles according to you? Can you show some light on that?
I will start with my own journey. It has been a journey itself. Like I mentioned that I was not very happy with this. And then I realized that something has to change. My lifestyle has to change. Okay. Then I started doing a little bit of a research on this subject. Okay. I came across a couple of good articles, books, and some of the coaches whom I consulted. Then I realized that a healthy lifestyle is something which you need to plan. It doesn't happen on its own. What does it mean? People think that healthy lifestyle is all about food. No, it is. It has to start with the right thinking, right mindset. Okay. Then the dedication and the commitment to follow that thing, because it's a decision. I mean, you need to be committed to it. So which means that having the right kind of a food. And most important, then till that time, I was not even aware what is diet and what is nutrition. I was not even aware about the difference. Then you need to optimize the balance of the nutrition. At the same time, you need to incorporate a good exercise regime. And then very important is the positive attitude, positive mindset. And you need to be surrounded by a good circle of people. Because the power of association works. So when I understood this fact, slowly, steadily, I started working on it. Then I moved to a situation where I could say that, yes, my lifestyle is more or less towards a healthy lifestyle. And that's how then once I experimented on myself, I started getting good results. Then I combined everything in the form of a program to benefit those people who are serious about it, but they are clueless about what to do, and they don't have time to hire professional coaches, but they want to do something out of it. Okay, so that's how my professional journey in this domain started, and it has been very wonderful experiences of helping so many people to take care of their health needs, fitness needs, and help them to live a healthy and a disease-free life.
So basically, it's a combination of all thoughts, exercise, your nutrition, diet, and lots of things, and mindset.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to ask you more. How important is it to have proper nutrition in your diet? As people say, they are eating healthy food, but what do you mean by nutritional diet?
Correct. Now, this is a big subject in itself. In fact, there is a book, called as What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutritional Science, maybe killing you. Okay, And it's very, very popular book. I would recommend, everybody who is health, a little bit of a health conscious, just go to Amazon, get this book in the library, cheaply priced. But it explains the difference between what is diet and what is nutrition. Diet means what we are eating. Nutrition is what your body needs. And unfortunately, the days are gone when our food used to be complete with nutrition. And what's the difference? This thing, nutrition meaning means that the right amount of carbohydrates, proteins, good fats, which we call it as a omega-3, vitamins, minerals, fiber, phytonutrients. So ultimately, whatever food that you are eating, those are the molecules or those are the components, inherent components of the food. That is what our body needs, and we need to optimize it. So that's where we need to focus more on the nutrition than on the diet itself. So we need to understand how much carbs we need, how much protein we need, and vitamins and minerals are the essential part of the nutritional component. Good fat, which is ignored. In fact, a lot of research has proved that omega-3 is one particular thing, component, which can save you from so many types of illnesses, lifestyle diseases and everything. Then we also need to have a good amount of fiber for a gut health. And so this is what I would like to mention. So obviously we need to have that kind of a focus. We need to go for optimize our food. And whatever we cannot get from the fruit, it is a good idea, well-established facts, even well-established health experts like Rujuta Divekar and so many, celebrities, coaches and big shot people in the industry. In all the research papers, they mention that we need to supplement your diet with the right amount of nutrition, preferably from the organic sources. So that's what will help you to optimize the level of nutrition. Otherwise, it's a very, very difficult task to manage everything from the food.
So, Vikram, my next question is that I want to know how, just tell me four things, if what will happen, just four areas specific, if we don't get a proper nutrition on a daily basis.
Correct. Now, let me tell you the certain facts. Okay. Certain facts, and in fact, couple of years ago, Lancet, it's an international medical journal. Okay, now they did a study in the whole of India, took a large number of people, and what they found is that the number one reason why Indians are facing tsunami of lifestyle diseases is because of the lifestyle diseases. They are not taking enough of fruits and vegetables in the diet. So the number one effect is that you become a victim of lifestyle diseases, be it diabetes, cancer, hypertension, and so many other factors. So that is the first effect.
So you strongly recommend in your programs to have fruits and vegetables?
We need to maximize or optimize the amount of fruits and vegetables, whatever you can get from the good sources. Organic sources, though organic is again a very cliche word, a lot of doubts over there. So otherwise, we can always have a right amount of supplementation program, which personally I have been using. And then that's how we optimize the nutrition, fulfill the nutrition gaps. So you see that lifestyle diseases is the number one effect of lack of nutrition. Second is that healthy mind in healthy body. It affects your nervous system. It affects your behavioral pattern. Okay. Third is stress levels goes very high, and ultimately, what the fact remains is that stress in India is the number three killer. Mm-hmm. Psychosomatic diseases are becoming a big problem in India. Neurological studies have shown that Indians have the highest number of neurological problems. Lack of nutrition, like a good fat, omega-3, is the cause. Even lack of calcium is also the cause of beyond that. And last but not least, lack of nutrition leads to a very, very gray area. In fact, India is the capital of obesity today. The highest number of obesity cases are in India, and that too central obesity. So that is also because of the lack of nutrition. So these are the four effects of lack of nutrition, to the point I think I believe I have answered them well.
Okay. So thank you very much for giving all this information. It's really nice. I'm enjoying listening, and it's adding lots of value to me as well. So what are the practical solutions you suggest to fill these gaps? Because what I'm understanding, there are some gaps, though we eat healthy diets, but there are some gaps. So how can we fill those gaps?
In fact, those practical solutions have been recommended by various media. In fact, Times of India itself published a very, very important article a couple of months back. They said that 90% of the Indians are protein deficient. In
Okay.
Mumbai alone, it's like cities like Mumbai, in fact, it is beyond 95%. And that's where, first thing is that understanding, realization. Some celebrities like Akshay Kumar, he has all started a protein revolution campaign to educate people on that. So practical solution is improve the amount of protein. However, fact remains is that World Health Organization says you need 1 gram per kg of body weight for your daily protein requirement. Unfortunately, your protein, what you get from your diet, is only 20 to 25 grams. So if you are 25 kgs or 30 kgs, you are fulfilling your protein gaps. But if you are average weight is 60 kgs, 70 kgs, then you have got more than 50% deficiencies. So no matter how much ever you take a protein sources, it is not going to fulfill your gaps. So you go for organic supplementation. And why I'm mentioning organic supplementation? Because there are a lot of synthetic protein supplements you go, which create side effects. So naturally, someone personally, and everybody has a personal preference, but what has really helped me to fulfill the gaps is I have been using the organic supplementation program from a world famous brand called as Nutralite. It is an 80-year-old. Lot of research has gone into it, and then they focus not just on nutrition gaps but fulfilling the cellular nutrition gaps. That's a way about, and that is probably a long discussion, but then fact remains that this is what we need to do. Yes, the World Health Organization recommends 8 to 10 different colors of organically grown fruits and vegetables every single day. Okay, to get the optimum amount of vitamins and minerals. So if it is possible, you do it well and good. But if you feel it's difficult, then you go for an organic supplementation of multivitamins. That's again, Nutralite offers its multivitamin also. Similarly, good fat you can eat, which is most ignored aspect. So you can start eating, deliberately start eating almonds, walnuts. But if you are a non-vegetarian, you can add deep water fishes on a weekly basis, 2 or 3 times. And if you feel that you still don't find it practical, then you can again go for omega-3 supplements. But when you are going for omega-3 supplements, you always need to ensure that you are going for the deep water fishes supplement, omega-3 capsules from deep water fishes. So usi tarah calcium ke liye you can take good amount of milk. But again, if you feel that the milk is adulterated, then again, organic calcium supplements will help you. So these are what I'm saying is that supplementation has become the need of the hour. We cannot ignore the fact because food is not pure, food is adulterated. So we need to do something about it. So this is how we need to practically look at the situation and the solutions for it.
So Vikram, what I'm getting that you are encouraging people a lot on organic nutrients to go on organic ones because the other ones create side effects as well.
Yeah,
And we
not
have
just
to
me.
be very careful about our choices too.
Yeah, in fact, not just me. If you look at the giants in this industry, giants in this industry, I'll name a few. Dr. Reddy Strang is an authority on the subject of nutrition. Okay,
Okay.
and he also mentions the same in all his works in website. He mentions the same. Dr. Robert Creon, in fact, he's the authority on the subject of nutritional science in the world. He also mentions the same in India. Also, if you look at some of the books authored by Rujuta Divekar, Don't Lose Your Mind, Lose Your Weight, it's a very popular book. She also mentions the similar theory. So, what I'm saying is not something which people don't know or people are not aware. What I'm mentioning is the same thing which experts have been
Application.
telling me time and again. And this is a practical way approach. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get
So
on the food.
application is people finding difficult and just reminding themselves that what they have to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so my last question, two more questions I would like to know. Any practical solution would you like to suggest? Just a short and quick practical solution that can be applied.
So when you mention about practical solutions to a healthy lifestyle, in fact, I have authored a book called as Healthy at 90. Okay,
Okay.
and this book is available on Amazon. And in fact, I generally like to give it as a free giveaway to everybody who becomes part of a program or who comes for my consultancy. So here, the practical solutions are mentioned, which anybody with the busiest of the schedule can do it. So what are the practical solutions? Start being conscious about your lunch breaks. Their mindfulness. We talk a lot of things about mindfulness. So being mindful of what gives energy to the body is very important. And you just observe. Observation speaks a lot. Okay. And then when you observe that, okay, I'm eating 90% of the carbohydrates, and my requirement is only 40% of the carbohydrates. So I need to reduce on the carbohydrates. I need to improve on the veggies. I need to improve on the protein elements. I need to take more of fibrous food. So a little bit of a mindfulness will help. Then when you are mindful, you will yourself realize that there are gaps. Okay, now how do we fulfill the gaps? Go for organic supplementation. Follow a healthy, some exercise 3 to 4 times a week. That's good enough. And most important, be positive. Okay, sometimes you need to switch off your mobile and or at least subscribe to some positive thoughts channels. Okay, and that's how you can have a healthy lifestyle.
So what I'm getting from your answer is first of all, self-awareness, what you need, it's very essential, right? Once you have that awareness, and definitely people come to you, then they get this awareness what they need to, because everybody's requirement might be different, and they are definitely different. So it is very essential that we work on awareness. Am I right, Vikram?
You're absolutely right, Anjali. Because क्या होता है कि everybody is a unique person. God has created everybody in a special way, unique way. So everybody has a different challenges, and at the same time, everybody has a different set of liberties or plus points they can enjoy. So we need to really optimize this thing, and that's where my role as a consultant comes
Yes.
into the play, and that's how we help people to optimize their lifestyle, nutrition gap, fulfilling nutrition gap,
And that's
exercise
how
schedule.
you,
Yeah,
yeah, and that's
based
how
on
you
their.
come in role, so that people come to you and you can accordingly, you can self-aware them, and as you can customize your nutritions, diets, or whatever you do. Am I right? So,
Absolutely, absolutely, Anjali. And in fact, my role is just to be an anchor. Okay. Otherwise, if you just Google it or check YouTube, there are, tons and tons of content are already available. But how do we filter it? And how do we zero it to the point where it fits your specific lifestyle? So that requires some professional professional consultancy, and that's where my role comes into the picture.
Yes, so thank you very much, Vikram, and I'm whatever your knowledge shared, and it certainly helped people a lot. And so friends, myself, Anjali, emotion intelligent expert, I do lots of I insist people to go for self-awareness, because everybody's individual is completely different human being, and even in health, it's all individual. What are your requirements? It will be different from completely others. So any health and nutrition, as Vikram is specialized in nutrition, and he provides a complete package on it. So he's available online anywhere in India. He can easily help you, and he conduct lots of programs as well. So feel free to connect with him. So thank you very much, Vikram. Hope to see you sometime soon again. And goodbye, friends. Hope to keep listening me, and yes, stay connected. Myself, Anjali, emotion intelligent expert. Thank you for listening this podcast.